Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you return with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
For my tailbone.
We have been sitting for about 80 minutes.
I had a friend, I think I've told this story in high school, we called him Skippy. But I had, we made WWE wrestling names for each other just because we were drunk on a golf course.
Okay.
And he was the Hebrew Hammer and he brought the thunder! And I don't know why that fucking stuck. Like, the man hated me every day after that because I just kept calling him. He was like, hey, Hammer. He's like, what? I was like, bring the thunder! He fucking hated me. The thunder!
Bring the thunder!
Lightning?
No, just the thunder! The Hebrew Hammer.
You can tell that we're a little bit...
What are you talking about? Is it because you haven't fucking delivered us any goddamn meal we've ordered?
Three episodes in, I haven't fucking even gotten a single fucking
Pepsi. I mean, fuck, the menu changes every episode, and I still haven't seen anything.
I don't know how it changes every fucking time. Like,
it just, in front of my eyes, the words dyslexia themselves.
Well, the menu is like...
The Carfax fuck, guys.
As I picture the menu... It's just like a regular size menu, and just perfectly in the center, it just says CLT sandwich. And there's no description. No price. And it's like, oh, I'll take that.
So what's on the menu today?
Oh, torture.
Oh, that makes sense now. Just
know too much about that already. So.
Specifically, we're doing punishments doled out in Greek mythology.
Ooh.
Yes, because these are fun, and I'm glad Mike is here, because Mike hates physical cringe.
Oh god, and that's all these are.
Spanakopita!
So yeah, welcome to the CLT sandwich, CLT diner.
I think my father was reborn.
CLT sandwich.
From a Greek mythologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Anthony, I'm the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you. Enjoying today's dish with you is Michael and Jared. Say hello to your fellow diners, even though we've been going for 2 minutes.
We're the only ones in this godforsaken
We're the only ones ever here.
I know.
Except when, you know, Sven can stop eating children to be bothered to stop in, but...
Your Carfax fucked.
So, you guys know your Greek mythology.
For the most part.
Your heroes. I say... Heroes in quotes.
Yeah, because, you know...
Everyone's an asshole. Heracles is an asshole. Perseus is an asshole. Zeus is a fucking... The king of assholes.
I'm sorry. Zeus is a...
Yeah, you can't even make a joke about rip-torn Zeus from Hercules, can you? Alright, Jared lifted up a finger.
He's a full-on rapist.
Ah, yes, he is.
Not a philanthropist. There was no misspeaking there. Zeus is a full-on rapist.
Yes, he is.
That's the best way to describe him. Because every story you hear is him tricking some poor woman into getting fucked, and she doesn't want it.
Or man.
There were a few dudes in there, weren't there?
Yeah, like the water bearer.
Welcome to Greek mythology. So, torture.
Just real quick. I think about this clip all the time. Just, I don't know why, but it's all the time.
Guy slamming his dick.
I guess he's going to be fashionably late.
Or fashionably somewhere better.
Oh my god, did you invite anybody else?
Like your mom? Or maybe that fox from the Carfax commercial? The Carfax fox?
He's already drunk.
I don't know why!
You played that in the wrong episode, my friend.
I know! Thought about that fucking clip the entire time, and it's lived rent free in my head since I first watched that fucking episode. I think about it so fucking much.
Mike is bright pink.
It's torture.
Mike is bright pink, and yeah. And Jared said that they weren't loopy after 3 episodes.
I wake up thinking about that fucking shit, man. It's the worst.
Mike looks like he. Mike got strangled.
Yeah, Mike is bright pink. Man. So strangulation, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one that has nothing to do with strangulation.
Okay.
So you guys know Prometheus.
Yeah, sure.
The man who knew everything and then tried to teach it to man, and then Zeus was like, no,
just
fuck
fire.
That.
Just fire. Well, yeah. Just fire, yeah.
But he's portrayed later as
the
like
movie, like, before way, Alien? The Alien prequel.
The ship's rolling towards us. Let's run away. Directly in front of it. Oh, no, you tripped and died. You could have rolled away, but whatever. I'm going to keep running straight.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Get it off your chest? I'm good. Anything else you want to take off your chest? Like your shirt right there, boy?
No, I don't think anybody needs to see that.
But yes, right. Prometheus
there's
was
no water nearby.
Was the dude, or Titan, he was tasked to create mankind by Zeus, which he did. Mankind was breathed, was given breath by the goddess of wisdom, Athena. And Prometheus was one of Zeus's best friends.
Just... I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I was waiting for it too. So Prometheus was so in love with his creation, you know, like Jared is with his. Oh my God, Jared, you're Prometheus.
What creation am I so in love with?
The Oddcast Network.
Oh, your child, yeah, that creation.
Your love child between you and the internet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you stick your dick in a computer, things happen.
And
that doesn't surprise me.
He decided he would do anything to protect and help advance humans.
I mean, there's a reason why my old laptop died. It wasn't
full trauma. Physical trauma.
Full of cum.
Physical trauma.
Full of cum.
What can I say? It has been a while.
He spun around and just went everywhere.
We're all adults. We all pay taxes. We all have bills. Talking about fucking a computer in the Carfax.
The Carfax fuck? I can't explain to you how torturous it is to just have that single clip run through your head multiple times.
No,
a day.
I feel like I have one of those clips too.
I can understand.
Mine's the Kirby Right Back At Ya, the theme song.
Yeah.
But then at like, the very end, like, Right Back At Ya.
Right Back At
Ya. Yeah. Like, that will play on loop in my head sometimes.
Okay, it's just like one of those things where, like, we're talking about torture, and that is my torture right now. Is sometimes I can't sleep at night because that shit is just playing in my head.
Okay, you know what gets stuck in my head?
Oh my gosh, did you invite anybody else to this party?
Titties.
Your mom? The fox with the Carfax server? Carfax fuck?
What tortures you, Jared?
There's times where I think about jokes we've made.
Yeah.
The one that normally sticks in my head is Michael killing himself and just big bad little Borgs playing
at the funeral.
Yeah, but it's just super mellow and sad.
God, I want
the worst stout ship I've ever taken is experiencing technical difficulties. Swing out of the back, just big bad
beetle. As you hear like a body swing and like.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Yeah.
That one gets stuck in my head a lot. Because that joke stuck out to me.
It's so good.
One of the better jokes I think we have is we have from one of our earliest episodes, we were talking about sending in Ghost Rider fucking to a cruise ship that's been taken over by pirates and just airdropping Johnny Blaze and just him.
And just falling and just the echo just downward. What's that sound?
I'm trying to burn, but I keep putting put out.
Anyway, so Prometheus. Zeus's best friend.
Best friend. And so Zeus, you know, Prometheus loved his shit, and Zeus said, you know, you can do whatever you want, but don't give humans fire.
Don't give people that thing over there in that box labeled F.
Zeus was afraid that it would make the humans too powerful and they would overthrow the gods.
If they have that fire, they could kill us.
Yeah. So
interesting. I won't give this to the people.
So Prometheus, why'd you make him German?
Oh shit.
Because everyone else makes him Scottish, but it's like Scotland's nowhere fucking near Greece, so like I Or is it near Greece? Or is it closer to Greece?
It's farther away, because that's by England. England, Scotland, Greece.
Okay, yeah.
But Prometheus saw that his creation was struggling to survive in the wilderness, and on one very cold night, he couldn't resist anymore. He broke into Hephaestus' blacksmith and stole a bit of fire from it. He gave it to humans and ran off.
Don't ask me where I got it, but use it.
It's just a prank, bro.
it's just a prank, bro.
The next day, Zeus woke up, which apparently gods need to sleep, and saw mankind making villages and smithing tool. Man, could you imagine that 180 from being cold at night, and you get fire, and then you're smithing tools and have full villages overnight? Fuck that.
Oh, let me take a look over. What's this? What are they? Are they cooking their meat? Son of a bitch!
Yeah, like, what is fucking Greek fire made out of?
What's that guy's problem? You fucking twat!
When he realized what happened,
salt on the fire.
He realized that he searched for Prometheus, found him, and then chained him to a mountain. And then every day, a vulture or eagle would come and eat out his liver.
Oh, what a lovely bird! I think. Oh my god!
But because he was immortal. Yeah. His liver would grow back every day, just be eaten.
Just to have it come back every day, do the same thing over
now,
and over.
Now, it says here, in later Greek mythology, a mighty hero would come and free Prometheus. Now, let's do our Hercules episode to know the true story about what happened, but there was a centaur who could not die and poisoned himself with an arrow from Heracles. And was in so much pain that he took Prometheus' spot. He was not freed by a hero. He's freed by a man in pain.
He was freed by a complete fucking accident. By a moron who touched a poison arrow.
Oh, what's this? Poik.
Literally what happened. And Hercules is a dick. But just like, yeah, whatever, man. I mean, I can't help you. So I don't know. There's this dude chained up on a cliff. You could just take his
place.
Maybe you
make a deal with him. Hercules is an asshole.
Definitely not freed by a hero.
No. Next one we have Erechtheion. Erechtheion. I'm going to call him Ari.
Okay.
Because that's a lot less to say. It's Erechtheion. That's a lot of
Yeah, that's just
call him I have Ari. A speech impediment.
Yes, you have peach impediment. It happens sometimes.
Yeah. So,
peach and great spediment. One. Peach impediment.
Ari,
good.
And yeah.
Daniel!
Do something!
I spent $50 so we could get a meme.
It's the best content!
So, Ari was the king of Thessalia.
Thessalia?
Thessalia, yep. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And he wanted to host a large banquet, but for that, he needed wood.
Okay.
I got wood.
No, I'm pretty soft right now. But...
Well, you see, because he needed wood, because he wanted to make a large, beautiful banquet table.
Oh.
Craftsman. Got
gotcha.
It. He needed the feng shui, just be proper.
Typical.
So, he went out, he and his men went out to the forest to get some wood. And on the way, one of his men warned.
There's a deadly creature out there.
No.
Is that one of those?
No, that they were entering the sacred forest of the meter.
You're entering the sacred forest in your fucking arrogance.
Yeah. You're arrogant. In your arrogance, you seem to. And upon, Ari said, yeah, that doesn't matter. So they entered the forest and started chopping down trees.
What's that? It's prohibited. I don't believe in such man-made conceptions. Then she proceeds to chop down all the trees.
Yeah. But little did he know. This is they, but I'm going to say he, because clearly the men knew.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
That the trees meant a lot to the meter, who, if I'm remembering correctly, is...
Is it Satyr?
No, she's a Greek god.
Oh, yeah. Demeter.
She is the goddess of agriculture.
Agriculture.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, trees
fucking gods,
kind man. Of matter to her. So, she saw this, and she decided to punish only the leader, Ari, by giving him a never-ending hunger. Which doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
But every time he ate something, it would grow. Like, he ate an apple, and then he was, like, hungry for, like, two apples. So he just eat more, and then he could become more hungry.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean now. Okay.
Yeah. He ended up eating all the food in his palace, you know, the banquet. But that was...
Sir, we've already fed you 3 baker's dozens and 5 cakes. We have no more sweets.
More!
But
the hunger,
you know, he ate all the food in palace, so there was nothing left. So he started eating his own flesh.
Ouch.
Until he perished.
God, Jesus, that's terrible. Sometimes I have like skin on the back of my cat or my ankle right here. Yeah, like gold member style. Salty. Yeah.
You've never eaten your own skin before, Jared? Oh man,
what's wrong with you?
Give it a try.
You want some of mine?
I got some other protein you can have.
I need a girlfriend, I guess. Everybody's trying to fuck me. Anthony's trying to feed me his seed, and I don't want it.
Leg cramp.
I'm going to talk about Tantalus.
Tantalus.
Great.
Is she scandalous?
No, it's also he's a man.
He is just up your alley.
So,
by alley, I mean butt, your sphincter, and anus. That's what I'm calling Geritas from now on. I got Little John in his alley. which is really good, because it's really close to Abbey, which is where monks and like, that kind of shit happens, so... It's your abbey now. It's Little John in your abbey. Oh my god, he just named all of Jared's orifices.
So, I've decided to never let you know if I ever start dating anyone. I'll make it a top secret.
That's fine.
They can never know these things.
You will never be able to hold that secret.
No,
there.
You will let me know. You say, don't tell anyone.
I have.
And then I'll tell Heather.
Sure?
And then Heather will tell Mike.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just can't tell you.
That's not
your best friend.
And?
We tell each other secrets.
That's true.
Like how I almost fucked your mother.
Everybody almost fucked my mom.
I did not almost fuck your mother. I just want to make that.
Okay, sorry. Everybody from high school who came over almost fucked my mom.
So
maybe even did. Jeremy is still up in the air. He might have.
I didn't because I because you know rape. So Tantalus was a king.
Yeah, I bet he was. I don't know how everything's so sexual right now.
He was the king of Phygria.
Mike's horny.
Not really.
Alright, you grab his dick, I'll grab yours, Michael grab mine.
Baby elephant parade!
Anyway.
Like Dumbo.
So he was the king, and he...
I don't think this is the Dumbo I watched as a kid, guys.
Oh, shit, you watched the wrong one then.
It's not the Dumbo you want, it's the Dumbo you need.
Like Batman. So Tantalus was known to have welcomed Zeus, have been welcomed to Zeus's table in Olympus.
Okay.
So he could, you know, feed the god.
Feed the god.
Don't call your mouth.
So, you know, he was a mortal who was allowed to come up to Olympus to
Makes
eat with the gods.
A white zombie now.
So he decided that he is going to sacrifice something.
What is he going to sacrifice?
Funsies?
Well, no, to the gods. For a feast.
All the greater good.
So he kills his son.
I'm sorry, he just straight up murders his son?
Yeah, he cuts
back
him
to
up.
That old trope.
Cuts him up, boils him, and serves him up in a banquet.
Back to that old trope.
The gods.
Kill your son.
I love it.
Yeah, but he actually does it, unlike Icarus's father.
Fair.
No, not Icarus, like, Isaac's father. Daedalus did kill his son.
Oh no, I've murdered... my brother's dead. Oh no! I'm pretty sure he bashed his head in with a rock. That didn't help. I'm still alive! Oh my god, he's dead! Oh no!
It's just... God, when we talk about some Bible mythology, Christianity mythology, there's some great... Fucking Cain, he was so sassy. Because God asked him, like, hey, where's your brother? And he responds like, do I look like the brother keeper? Because he's like, hey, where's the sheep keeper? Do I look like the brother keeper? Like, sassy.
So he murdered his son, chopped him up, I assume fed him to the gods, right?
Well, you see, the gods are... He did it to test their omniscience.
I'm sorry, their what?
I'm not saying the proper... You know, when you're omniscient?
Omniscient?
Yep.
Omniscient. Okay.
I'll have to test that. But, which... Yeah, the gods were aware of the gruesome nature of the menu, so they did not touch it, except for Demeter, who was so distraught by the loss of her daughter, Persephone, she just absentmindedly ate part of the boy's shoulder.
I love it.
Yum.
It's like in Rocky Horror with the meatloaf.
It's kind of... Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I would do anything for love. So,
but I won't do that.
The gods revived his son, which is Pelops. And he grew up to, you know, be a handsome man and all that. He was taught to be by Poseidon, to use chariots. So, apparently, you know, Tantalus, you know, cannibalism, filicide, those are pretty taboo.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
So, usually, he was put into a Tartarus, which is the deepest part of the Greek underworld. And it was great because, you know, tantalize is where the word comes from.
Mm-hmm.
He were to stand into a pool of water beneath a fruit tree with low branches. Whenever he was hungry and reached for the fruit, the wind just blew it away, just out
like
of his
reach.
Like
dust in the wind?
No, just like wind. Just lift up the fruit.
We're all just asking.
And when he got thirsty, he would lay down his head to drink, but the water would recede just beyond his reach.
Bastards.
And of course, he was now immortal. So, you know, he could not die.
Could not die, yeah.
So he was forever hungry and thirsty, just hanging out in the water.
So mean.
The gods are assholes.
I mean, he did kill his son and try to feed it.
I mean, who hasn't murdered their son? Yet.
I don't plan to murder my son.
Anthony says what? That. Turns into the Amityville house real quick.
Death.
And above Tantalus, what stood a threatening stone.
A threatening stone?
Yes.
How the fuck does a throne... How does a stone be threatening? Does it just... Did it come to life and be like, yo, what up? Fall on you, bitch.
I think minus the alive part, I think it was just like on the edge of a cliff, just like...
That stone's really threatening.
Yeah.
Somebody should do something about that.
Matter of fact, it was a stone very similar to the stone of Sisyphus.
Okay, what's that?
I'm glad you asked!
He's trying to find it real quick!
Sisyphus was the founder and king, another king, of Corinth.
Yeah, of the domed city where Power Rangers RPM takes place.
Is that true?
It's Corinth.
Wow, look at that. Sisyphus.
Good.
It's humanity.
He found a way, guys. Guys, it took him 3 episodes, but he found a way to fit Power Rangers in. Congratulations, Michael, you got it. It took 3.
I didn't even try.
He did, and it came to him naturally. That was weird. You gotta
stop
that.
You have to stop doing that.
I used to come naturally too.
I don't want to know how you come now.
Unnaturally, it just comes out the armpits, like fucking yogurt from Billy's Supersuits. So Sisyphus, you know, he cheated death a couple times.
The head squeaks.
Oh my god.
Sisyphus, you know, he betrayed one of Zeus's secrets by revealing the whereabouts of Aspod and Gaia to her father, the river god, in return for
the
causing...
The water god?
The river god.
Oh, river.
Yeah. Just specifically river.
Okay.
Zeus then ordered Tantalos to change Sisyphus to Tartarus. Sisyphus was curious why Charon, whose job it was to guide the souls to the underworld, had not appeared. And
busy recording an album.
Yeah. Sisyphus asked Tantalos to demonstrate how the chains worked. And as soon as he did, Sisyphus was like, fuck yeah. And he learned how the chains work. So he got out of the chains, went back to the mortal world. Once, and he bound Thantalos himself.
Okay.
Because Thantalos is the god of death.
Obviously.
No one could die on Earth while he was bound.
Oh, it's like when Peter kills Death.
Yeah.
In the very first episode of Family Guy.
God, that is the first one. It just sprains his fucking ankle.
Yep.
Norm MacDonald, rest in peace.
Oh my god, it is Norm MacDonald, too! Mm-hmm. Oh, there's shit!
He also played the slime in the Orville.
Yeah.
So that's a character that won't be able to come back right now. I mean,
they can replace with the same voice actor. That'd be funny.
Mutate him so he's got a different voice.
It's just sad that he's gone.
So because no one could die, Ares, the god of war, was pissed off. That's so true. He freed Thantalos and turned up and let Sisyphus go free, basically.
He just started wars, and it was just endless wars because no one was dying. Bullshit.
Fuck that, man.
And then when Sisyphus, before he died again, he had told his wife to throw out his naked body into the middle of the public square. This caused Sisyphus to end up on the shores of the River Styx. Then, complaining to Persephone that this was a sign of his wife's disrespect, Sisyphus...
A sign of your wife's disrespect for you,
Sisyphus
cuck.
Persuaded her to allow to him to return back to the mortal world. So, that's how he escaped death.
Of course it is.
So, he... then, so, Sisyphus, he got, you know, he got sent back down to the underworld.
Yep.
By Hermes himself, bringing him to Tartarus, where he gets his punishment for escaping death twice, you know, making a mockery of the gods.
He just continues to die?
No, he has this boulder. And he has to push this boulder up a hill. That's all he's got to do.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, is that but all? At the very, when it gets... almost to the top.
Yeah.
The boulder gets too heavy and he has to let go of it and it rolls back down.
You should just do it faster.
That's so much fun. That's so easy, right? Just do it faster. Roll
this
big push.
I would just like
faster.
To say, as someone that works out occasionally, eventually the muscle's gonna be there to where he'll be able to do it. This is poorly planned, but it's fine. I understand.
He is, I believe he's an old man at this point.
Makes sense.
Probably no more muscle build. He's also in hell.
He also doesn't have any protein to help build the muscles.
That's fair. Yeah, and this also gives us another word, much to like, Tantalus gave us Tantalize. Sisyphus gave us a Sisyphean task.
Who the fuck uses that?
I did. It's a good term.
Never
for
heard
what?
A Sisyphean task.
Not like John Wick. That's a Sisyphean task.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
It's a task that's really hard to do, and basically, as soon as you think you're done, you just have to start back over. Ergo, John Wick, John Wick 2, John Wick 3, Parabellum.
John Wick 4.
Who do you think it's going to be called?
That's a good question.
Is it this already got a name, or is he just...
Hey, did you guys hear that there was a Matrix 4 scene that got added to Venom 2? It was a fuck-up.
It's called John Wick Resurrections.
Oh my god.
That's a Matrix 4.
No.
Venom 2 was forced to cut filming scenes after Matrix 4 took over set in San Francisco.
That's fun.
So apparently they filmed in the same area. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, there's a thing going around that there's like a legitimate, like, I guess there was like a place they had set up specifically for a scene out of that movie, and because they were filming, they just used everything they had set up, and I guess that's been a thing of like, yeah, no, there's like a full-on thing that they did that was supposed to be a Matrix 4, but they were shooting first, so oops.
Anyway, we have Io. She's great. We've talked about Io before.
IOU. Ha! Suck my balls.
Io,
fucking look.
Io was a she was a woman.
I would assume.
Yes. Who?
It's a very feminine name.
She. I'm trying to see if I have it elsewhere besides the Wikipedia. No. So she was a mortal woman, and Zeus, being Zeus, wanted to fuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Initially, she rejected Zeus's advances until her father threw her out of his house on advice of the oracles. Because, you know, you say no to the big daddy god, he'll probably smite thee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually. Or fuck your wife.
Yeah. So, in order to hide from his wife, he decided to take Io and turn her into a cow. And then proceeded to fuck the cow.
I'm sorry, he turned her into a cow, then fucked the cow?
Yeah. Did I stutter?
No, but it took me a second to process that.
It's just, I'm trying to wrap my head around why he would go through that much trouble.
For funsies?
Well, you know, so...
You can say fuck the cow?
So your wife wouldn't see you sleeping with a human.
Oh, because it's so much better to be fucking the cow. Just...
For fuck's sake.
What's up, man?
This story.
Okay. So...
Yeah, you know...
Hera, figuring this shit out, because... She's not an idiot.
Yeah,
why would he be fucking a cow, Lance?
I have this god pussy here, and he's fucking a cow.
That's clearly a human in disguise.
I see what he did.
So,
were the gods just, like, loose, but humans weren't? So he's just like, I'm gonna go to the human women.
We did a whole episode on it.
I don't know,
Did you say loose?
Yeah. Took you a second.
No. I was processing what you were saying. I don't know if you saw my dumbfounded look the entire time.
I did. I was waiting for you to stop me, and
Jared
you didn't.
Thinks all women are loose. You.
So,
no, actually.
Canonically, in this podcast, Jared thinks all women are loose.
That is, only that Greek is women.
Greek gods, specifically.
The goddesses.
Yeah.
So, in order to exact revenge...
I hate elves.
Hera sent a gadfly to... Oh, by the way, Zeus did not transform her back.
Of course not.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's
never.
A heifer. She's going to birth some sort of half-cow hybrid.
What sandwich did you eat?
No, I haven't had anything for lunch today, guys. This is all tea and water.
So, Hera sent the gadfly to sting her constantly, driving
it's
her
not
to wander
her
the
fault.
World. Yeah, no, yeah, she I takes mean, her anger out on the wrong people.
I mean, yes.
And
it's about every god.
She gave birth to Zeus' son, Aphis.
Okay.
And this is a fun fact because eventually that led to Heracles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So him fucking a cow eventually led to the biggest douchebag.
Yeah. Well, you see, he
that makes a lot of sense though.
For sure.
He fucked Io. Io's granddaughter got fucked by Poseidon.
Wow.
Who's also her great uncle.
Yeah, there's a lot of incest in Greek mythology for whatever reason.
Yeah, like Perseus.
They were ahead of their time.
Like Perseus is both Heracles' great great grandfather, but also his half brother.
Greek mythology was the Pornhub before Pornhub.
But I'm like, Pornhub, this is real. That really tickled Jared. We have.
I'll tickle Jared.
Please, no.
have. One day, Zeus was kind enough to invite Ixion to Olympus as a guest. However, when the mortal saw Hera, Zeus's wife, he was attracted to her.
Obviously.
And tried to seduce her.
She got that good goddess pussy, like I said.
So
it's smooth.
He decided to test. Now Zeus, you know, the man who fucks around and not his wife,
mm-hmm.
Decided to test Ixion's loyalty and made a cloud copy of his wife. Which
the cloud.
Oh yeah, and he impregnated
went
it.
To ham on the cloud, that cushiony, pillowy.
He dumped a load in the cloud, which the cloud gave birth to a monster, Centaurus.
Centaurus came from
the cloud pussy.
Clouds?
Centaurus, yeah. Not the centaurs, but Centaurus.
Cloud pussy.
Oh, nope, I'm an idiot. Centaurus is a centaur. So, yeah, he fucked a cloud, made a centaur. So, Zeus, pissed off that his his friend, his guest, would fuck his wife.
Can I
yes.
try to process here? Uh-huh. Fucking mm-hmm. a cloud makes a half-human, half-horseman?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, a cloud made by Zeus. I'm sure he put horse DNA in it just for the lulz.
Anyone continue.
So, Zeus, you know, the adulterer, yep. the rapist, blasted Ixion with a powerful lightning bolt and bound him to a burning wheel that would spin forever. Ixion was forced to repeat the words, "Repay your benefactor frequently with gentle favors in return for all eternity."
And that's how Vegas was born.
Could you imagine? How pissed off would Hera be like, "Oh, there's a mortal man to check. Oh, and now he's spinning on torture forever."
Oh, and here come the roulette players. Man, when is this going to stop on black? That's the fun part. It never does.
There was a man, there was Marcius. He actually discovered a flute cast away by Athena. And he challenged Apollo to a contest.
Of strength?
No, to a music contest. He found right. a flute.
Yeah, well, then not everything flute. Makes fucking sense.
I will punch a god!
Well, we saw right. what happened with fucking Hercules. You must kill it with your bare hands. I have a bow and arrow. I'm going to use that.
So, the two agreed to the term that the winner could do anything to the defeated one. So when Apollo won, he had Marcius flayed, skinned alive,
yeah.
if you will,
yeah.
And then turned him into steam.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. Okay. I don't understand.
You don't have to.
We know about Medusa, but she's got her own episode, so technically, yes, that is a torture.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
I'm
not allowed to be a hot woman.
There is Actaeon is a hunter who accidentally stumbled upon a pool in which Artemis, one of the gods of Mount Olympus, was taking a bath there.
Oh, yeah, and she fucked him up. Because no one's allowed to stare at her naked body.
Yeah, I mean...
Because she's a goddess and he's but a feeble man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she...
Yo, go on, Anthony. I know this one, so please continue for the
listeners.
She
didn't like being peeked at, which is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And that if he... She told him, Actaeon, that if he ever spoke a word ever again, he would... She would be transformed... He would be transformed into a deer.
Yep.
Stag, specifically. Actaeon did not take Artemis seriously because he called his dogs soon after.
Yep.
And was instantly transformed and then chased down
and murdered by his own dogs. Yep. Don't fuck with the goddess of the hunt.
Don't fuck with the goddess of the hunt. Now, Pasiphae.
Or peep on her.
Or peep on her.
Even if it's by accident.
You gotta do what you gotta do at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. Pasiphae.
Yep.
The daughter of the sun god Helios. She married a little king named King Minos. Or Minos. The king of Crete.
No.
Not the gold one.
No, that's Midas.
No. Yeah.
Minos, Minos. Now.
The guys who run really fast when they touch each other in Teen Titans.
Mas and Minos! Now, the king.
Can't understand what they're saying!
The king had a white bull, which he refused to offer as a sacrifice to Poseidon.
Okay.
So, Poseidon decided to curse Pasiphae with lust for the bull.
Greek gods are weird.
They are.
And so she got fucked by the bull. She had Daedalus, Icarus's father, create a specific bull-fucking device, where it was a fake bull for her to stick her fresh vagina out.
Yeah, they still have those today. In fact, I think we talked about that in the last episode of the one before this. The milker, as it were.
And she gave birth to the Minotaur. The Minotaur.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Got a poop?
No.
Okay. I think Jared's got a shit.
I think so, too. That's true. You have to eat in order to shit.
I'm listening where his steps are taking him, audience.
The door shut.
waiting for it.
Nope.
Whoa. Is he taking care of his fucking dryer?
I don't know. Maybe.
Anyways, so, well, I mean,
I think that was the door.
I think Jerry's taking a shit. All right,
an asshole.
No, he's doing his dryer.
He's doing the dryer.
Aphrodite cursed the women of the island of Cyprus, called the Propadites.
Prostitutes.
Yep, to become prostitutes.
Yep.
What did they do to deserve the punishment?
They were just pretty.
They denied the love goddess's divinity, and Aphrodite dulled their hearts and until they lost their sense of shame.
Yeah, same. Fucking same. Aphrodite cursed me too, Jared.
Yeah, Jared, you just missed about the Propadites.
What?
The Propadites.
Your mother.
They were cursed and turned into prostitutes.
Oh, yeah, my mother.
Fun fact, apparently prostitute is a Greek-based word. Love that.
Really?
That I did not know. It's the oldest profession, so only makes sense.
Oh, we have this one. This one is great. This is because this one relates to Troy and the Iliad. So Cassandra. She was a mortal who agreed to sleep with Apollo if he gave her the ability to see into the future.
Yep. Well, she got that ability and saw them not fucking. So
things happen.
He gave her the ability, but it was before they had sex. So she ran off.
Obviously.
Dumbass.
You don't pay until after.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Rather than taking away her gift,
he
cursed her. So that no one would ever believe her visions.
That's funny as fuck.
And this actually led to the downfall of Troy, because she was telling everyone, like, no, don't bring this lady here. It's going to bring the downfall, trust me. And they're like, nah, you're fucking crazy.
Fucking crazy coot.
Like, that I like.
That's a good one. It's a good, it's creative.
Yeah. We have Arachne. Arachne, you know, had an exceptional weaving skills.
Right.
Turned
into a spider.
She challenged Athena into a weaving contest, claiming she could weave better than anyone else.
Oof.
Arachne chose to weave a cloth that insulted the gods and goddesses.
You dumb bitch.
In which they were portrayed as drunk, behaving inappropriately. Which.
No.
Never.
On her, yes.
Never would have thought.
Call them on their bullshit.
True. Yeah, no. So, furious, Athena destroyed Arachne's tapestry and forced her to feel guilty. The guilt was so unbearable that she killed herself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Athena realized that she messed up
and
gave her a new life.
As a spider.
As a spider.
As a spider.
I like the idea. It says just took her life. But I like the idea that she hung herself.
Right.
Like she was weaving her own noose.
Yes.
In 3 to 6 weeks, this is going to be really... powerful news that I can just hang myself with.
Like how the god felt like, oh, I didn't want her to kill herself.
No, maybe she'll turn it around, though. I'll give her the few weeks. She'll turn it around.
Arachnia! It's a thing. Oh, no.
No.
Yep.
Now, we've talked a lot about a lot of gods, but there's one god that we typically say is a cool, nice god.
How many of these do you have?
A bunch. I have multiple websites.
Yeah, here's
God damn, okay.
Don't worry, we're getting towards the end. So, who's a god that we always say is nice and good? The best god.
Not Hera, not Zeus.
It's the one in the underworld.
It is.
Hades. Jesus, why couldn't I fucking think of his name, Jared? You know why? You know why? Did you invite anyone else to this party? Like your mom? From the Carfax? The Carfax Fox? That's why. Because that has occupied the important parts of my fucking brain.
So, the mortals Theseus and Peirithous travel to the underworld to visit Hades. You know, in Greek mythology, the underworld is a place you can walk to.
Yep.
And
don't know why you would, but yeah.
Well, Peirithous wanted to see Persephone, the beautiful wife of Hades.
Of course.
And because not only did he want to see her, but Theseus was there to help steal Persephone from Hades.
Of course, the hottest woman lives in the fucking center of the earth.
Jared, you know how many wars you just caused in Greek mythology by saying Persephone was the hottest of the gods?
All of them. All of them.
Let your hatred.
Like, there have been at least three wars fought in Greek mythology over that very question, who was the most beautiful god?
Probably none of them.
You're supposed to say, like, what people figured out.
I'll look them dead in the face and say none of them.
Yeah, and then you'll fucking be cursed.
And then I'll just be like a satyr or something, and I'll deal with it. Be no different than my life now.
So, Hades, you know, being an omniscient god, knew their ulterior motive, and invited them, you know, come in, take a seat.
Oh, don't mind me, I'm just gonna go topless.
And when they sat down, snakes coiled around them, binding them to their seats forever. And Theseus, Heracles came and freed him. He did. But not Prometheus. He's still there. He got never freed. He got bound to the snake chair for all eternity.
Go back and listen to the Hercules episode, folks.
Yeah. The Heracles.
Oh, sorry, Heracles.
Yeah, Hercules is the fun guy from the Disney movie. Heracles is the cunt.
He's the super cunt.
Super cunt.
I still hate strongest man in the world. Never defeats a fucking thing using that. Yeah. I hate that so much.
He uses his brain.
Fucking bow and arrow that he dips in poison.
Look, there's a picture of the Creole. There it is, the fucking machine. He's right there.
It's so fucked up.
I like there's a picture. Oh god, they even show her pants down at her ankles.
Yeah,
I don't think we need to see that.
Yeah, did you leave me alone with that image for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure. Theseus, by the way, is the one who kills the Minotaur.
Yeah.
So it's all connected.
It's all connected, but...
Yeah.
You know.
They're all related to each other.
They're all cunts.
Yeah.
Even the nicest of gods, like, hey, like his wife's still a bitch. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Hades was very much like... Sure, he tortured them by attaching them to the snake chair... But I feel like he's in their rights.
That you were gonna fuck my wife. What did you think?
Yeah,
was
you tried
to
kidnap and fuck my wife. No, unlike Apollo, who won a flute contest and flayed a man and turned him to steam.
I'm the better musician. Time to die.
That's yeah. So the Greek gods are all assholes, but don't
every
put it in
fucking
tapestry.
One of them. Every fucking one of them.
I think Tom Cruise might be a Greek god reincarnated. And that's why he has not died.
Which one is he? The midget? Which one is
he? Manlet? Pan?
Whichever one is, like...
He's Hermes.
A little fast. He's always running!
Yeah.
He's always running.
He's Hermes.
He's Hermes.
You heard it here on CLT. Tom Cruise is Hermes.
Would also make him an immortal, which makes sense.
It's Tom Cruise.
You know, all
I still do my own stunts.
The one tooth.
Yeah, the one right in the center of his face.
Is
all the Zetan ghosts.
Yep.
That's true mythology. They're all Zetan ghosts. Greek gods. They're all ghosts from the Zetan volcanoes. We should watch Battlefield Earth.
That's not.
Probably not a good idea.
I've seen that movie.
It's bad.
More not times bad. Than I care to admit. It's terrible.
Hey, Jared, you can't say anything about making people watch bad movies. Just like to say,
Jared,
I've watched The Island of Dr. Moreau, Primal Force, and Komodo.
Only one of those was a super bad movie.
They're all super bad movies.
I want the folks at home to know they enjoyed the last two. Dr. Moreau's nobody enjoyed.
Do you prefer the turd sandwich, the knife hoagie, or the fucking lava shake?
Yeah,
honestly, the turd sandwich, because it's the only one that I could physically eat without harming
myself.
And which one
was that one?
That one's the Komodo. Komodo's the turd sandwich.
What I fucking thought.
Primal Force is only good because of Ron Perlman. More than two, less than a million.
More than two, less than a million.
Every time ask me how many things there are, that's what I'm going to say from now on.
We didn't... How come we weren't warned?
You were warned! There were signs!
Everywhere!
Daniel! Do something!
Fucking...
While he plays with his belt.
Dude, someone's going to ask me at work, like, oh, how many requests are there? More than two, less than a million. And they're going to be like, That's not helpful.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. That's for me.
Yeah, that's for me.
Like, fucking...
I don't know if I can go back to the office, because I'm going to randomly scream, Daniel!
Do something! But what, Dad?
Shoot the arms!
I don't know how. Yeah, can we just do, like, a full, live-action remake of that one scene?
God, it'd be terrible.
Shoot in the basement.
It's all forced perspective.
No, next year we're doing DCOMs for October.
D-coms?
Yeah, DCOMs. Jared doesn't know what a DCOM is.
That's fine, he'll learn.
All right, you'll learn.
What's a DCOM?
Don't worry Don't look it up now. Come on, why can't you just let the experience be? You'll forget about it by the time we're done recording anyway. You know why? Because your Carfax fucked.
God damn it.
just right fucking there. It's right there, buddy.
Anyway.
God, this ending is torture. But, Mike, where can people find you?
You can find us
at
Carfax. At Beetle_cast on Twitter. Every new episode every other week.
I guess he's going to be fashionably late.
You're fashionably somewhat better.
Oh my god, did you invite anybody else?
Like your mom? Or maybe that fox from the Carfax commercial? The Carfax fox?
He's old.
That is so good!
You Carfax fox? He is pretty fuckable.
He's a Carfax fox.
I mean, I'm not a furry.
Anthony, do you know what real torture is?
Oh my gosh, did you invite anybody else to this party?
Well, that,
like your
but...
mom?
Trying to listen.
Carfax commercial.
Do I want to be like you?
We'll be do.
Yeah. Yeah. Sung by Christopher Walken was torture.
Sung is a pretty
is a very nice way of putting it.
Heather's being tortured.
Why?
Because she has a baby inside. That's who hates it when she sits down.
Yes.
She went on a walk. Every time she sits for
a very active child.
He's like, no. And he starts moving around.
It's a very active child.
She went on a walk and she had a cramp so bad that we had to put the weighted blanket on her just to put pressure. And she also said that she moved his foot earlier.
That's so
because he was trying
weird.
To kick her heart.
She's just pushing hard on
Yeah, she went like... Yeah, no, it's weird.
No, it's weird.
No, I agree.
It's weird.
I don't think Heather understands how weird it is for us.
Anthony, your child's taking after her.
It's a pain in the ass. It takes after me.
Yes.
It likes to be moved around and not sit at all. It's taking after her.
It's going to be pissing you all off. It's never going to sleep.
It's fantastic.
It's going to do all
I hope it fucking sleeps, but I hope it's actually... Jared, they fucking don't say that because they have to pay money to play sports here.
Well, you better get to fucking saving. That's gonna be a real active kid.
If you don't push it down all the way, no, the back part. Yeah, it's gotta click.
That's dumb as shit.
No, because the trigger mechanism.
Anyway, you can follow us at OddCastN or at JogiePants Games. OddCast Network on all your social media.
And you can follow me at CLT_sandwich.
I wish it was real.
or at Inferno Frenzy. You can also email me at thecltsandwich@gmail.com. Forgot about that one. And if you like that, listen to this ad-free, check out our
Patreon.com/OddCastN.
I wasn't going to say it right then and there, but yeah, I guess I had to fucking do that.
Yeah, I'm sure to beat you to it. It's a Carfax Fox issue.
Oh, your turn.
That would have been a bad shot, too. That would have taken it down.
But thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor. We hope that you enjoyed it. We'll join us next week to try a brand new one. Remember, there are whispers in the shadow. Bah-bah! Unseen creatures and fucking Zeus's mighty cock out there. But do not be afraid. We're here to make them more palatable.
The thunder!
Bye, everyone.
Do something!
Daniel!